Even though Colorado has a medical marijuana law, even though Lisa and James Masters were growing pot for their own medicinal use, or so they said, they were busted 2 years ago.
A judge later sided with them and ordered that their plants be returned. But the police had kept the evidence locked in a dark room for nearly a year.
The plants that the Masters got back were dead. They're suing for $200,000 in property damages. Here's Kirk Siegler from member station KUNC.
When police raided Lisa and James Masters' home in Fort Collins, they took 39 marijuana plants and put their two little girls into child protective custody.
It was emasculating to some extent, you know, and plus just having somebody ransack your house, you just feel violated. But recovering from that, we're still in that process.
That's James, a stocky guy in his mid-30s with bushy brown hair. He says he and his wife got their daughters back after 2 months, but it took nearly a year for them to get the charges dropped and another before their plants were returned.
Yeah. There's another piece right there of broken glass.
In a warehouse on the east side of town, James shows me the evidence.
This is cannabis that I had grown. They're all at different stages.
The plants are barely even plants anymore. Most are dried. Ziploc bags full of harvested pot look like nothing more than green sludge.
As you can see, I mean, these weren't outlandishly large cannabis plants.
James suffers from chronic nausea, and his wife, Lisa, a muscular disease called fibromyalgia. She uses a walker to get around. Both of their doctors prescribed cannabis as a painkiller. Fort Collins police declined to be interviewed for this story, citing pending litigation, but the case highlights the gray areas that exist in many medical marijuana laws. 11 states have legalized it, but often local law enforcement act under the guise of federal law, which trumps state law by criminalizing all marijuana use. And there's one complication in this case. Colorado's medical marijuana statute has a unique property rights clause. It bars police from harming or neglecting plants they confiscate in raids like those surrounding the Masters.
I think this is a cutting-edge case.
Their attorney, Brian Vicente, says this is now strictly a property rights case. He hopes a ruling in the Masters' favor will force law enforcement to start treating medical marijuana differently.
This isn't a television or a flat-screen TV that was destroyed. This is actual medicine, and you know, we simply want the police to follow the law.
But opponents argue Colorado's law puts police in a bind. Jim Alderton is the local sheriff in Fort Collins. He says there's often no way for his officers to really know whether plants are for medicinal or commercial purposes in the midst of a raid. Alderton is as skeptical as most cops about medical marijuana, and he can't really figure out what he's supposed to do with the confiscated evidence.
If we had a patient and we had six plants and we were going to make an issue of it, you know, conceivably I could set them in my office on the windowsill and water them.
Alderton says the growing operations he sees in this area are usually big, so in most cases it would be physically impossible for police to care for the plants.
Then it really would require us to have a greenhouse, every law enforcement agency to have a greenhouse and probably a gardener or horticulturist in order to maintain the plants.
James Masters doesn't think that's realistic either. He says he'd rather police stop taking plants from medical marijuana patients altogether. Standing next to a busy street in downtown Fort Collins, Masters says he and his wife are trying to make a statement.
If we buckle, then it contributes to the stigma of, you know, the pothead just giving up and not caring and having no ambition, and that's baloney. That all comes from us having to be holed up in our house and sit on our couch and hide every time we use cannabis.
The Masters say they've gotten a lot of attention, not all positive, after 2 years of being in the spotlight. National marijuana reform groups have hailed their efforts. While a ruling in the Masters' favor wouldn't have a direct impact in other states, activists say it would draw attention to their cause. The case is expected to go to trial by the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler.